can't be done today, so I can help you.
Hi, Priestess Laura with Local Splash about the Google listing.
Yes, ma'am. Can you help, please?
Yes, I can hold. Hello?
One second. That was in unit. Hold on. 52 or 42. It was 42, but it was the one or 42.
Also,
sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Is it a good time for you?
No, but I don't want this to go too much longer, so.
Okay. I'm going to do this.
My Mondays are always chaotic to about 3 o'clock, so.
I can do this as quickly as I can. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So, let me set everything up. Okay. First name, Priest, P-R-I-E-S-T. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is your last name?
Price, P-R-I-C-E.
P-R-I-C-E?
Yeah.
Perfect. What is your email address?
It is info@pncdumpsterdepot.com.
Okay, give me one second. When it's PNP, is it the word and or is it the symbol?
Email, it has to be and, A-N-D.
Okay, that's what I figured. So PNP, and what was after that?
Dumpster Depot.
Okay, .com?
I'm sorry? Yeah, .com, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me make sure I got this correct because it's bringing me up wrong. So I have info@pndpdumpsterdepot.com?
Yes.
Okay, it's most likely just my system telling me it's wrong then. Contact number, this phone number that ends in 0424, is that the number that you want your clients to call as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then company name, I have P&P Group, Inc. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. What was the question? I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. For company name, I have P&P Group, Inc.
No. P&P Dumpster Depot.
Okay, let's fix that. Okay. And Between P and P, it's the symbol for and,
yes,
right?
And symbol, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, address that I have is 16431 West 7th Mile Road in Detroit, Michigan, 48235. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's not the number I want listed, though.
Okay. What would you like to list as the address?
Here, so we bring them to you, so I really don't want the address listed.
We actually are going to hide the address.
Okay. Then that's fine.
Okay. So that the original address that we went over, the one on 7 Mile Road, is fine?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
And when they're authorized, what do they get to do?
They can make changes on the account. If we call in, they have full authorization for basically making any type of changes.
Can I add that at any time?
Of course. You don't have to do it now.
Okay, great.
All right. Now, for the services that you offer, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
This is for Dumpster Depot, right?
Correct.
Dumpsters and cleanouts.
Okay. Do you want me to add anything else? We're going to pick the keywords for you. It's just basically finding out what you want to be found for.
Yeah, that's pretty much dumpsters, cleanouts, and also small demo.
Okay, small demo.
Demolition.
Okay. Now, your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. They do call within an hour window. What does your availability look like? I do have some available today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
What's the latest on Wednesday you have?
The latest would be between 6 and 7 on Wednesday.
Let's do that.
Okay. I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. All right. Now, is the business licensed and insured?
I'm sorry. Yes, definitely.
Okay. Now, do you have a Facebook page, or would you like us to make one for you?
We have an Instagram. We may have a Facebook. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll put down when you have your onboarding call on Wednesday, just let us know if you have one, and if not, we'll make one, okay?
Okay.
Now, for a website, would you like me to include a website in there at no extra cost?
You guys do a website?
We can make you a website. Yeah, I can add it for no extra cost.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah. I know. I like to help out as much as I can, so don't even worry about it. Now, for specific target areas, would you say it's about a 50-mile radius, or is it less?
No, it's definitely less.
Okay. What would you say is your radius?
Typically, we do 30, but I would want to start off a little less than that.
Okay.
We can always raise it, but I would start it at 20.
Okay. So we'll start at 20 miles, and then, yes, we can always make it larger if you need to make it larger. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
7 to 5.
Every day?
Well, 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, 8 to 12 on Saturday.
Okay. And closed on Sunday?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Both.
Okay. And does it show priest price, or is there a middle initial?
I
good question. It was show without the I. P-R-E-S-T. I'm sorry.
P-R-E-S-T. Okay.
I have to show my guy. One of my drivers has my car getting gas. I don't think it has a middle initial, but hold on. Let me call him. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent me a screenshot of it.
So what, I'm sorry?
He's about to send me a screenshot of it.
Oh, okay. And then just to make sure I understood you correctly, so first name is spelled P-R-E-S-T?
Yes.
Okay, good. I got that updated then. All right, let's fix that. And then the billing on the card, is it going to be the same as the 7 Mile Road, or is it another one?
The billing is a P.O. box.
Okay, what is the P.O. box?
35026, Detroit, Michigan, 48235.
Okay, let's put that down. Now, while we wait for the screenshot to go through, we do put a security question in place. The security question is so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can either pick through mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
Okay. And then what name is that?
Cash with a K.
All right, perfect. Cash. Okay. All right, got that one down. Okay, and then while we wait for that to go through too, I can just do the voice verification, which is on... Sorry, go ahead.
I do have it whenever you're ready.
Oh, cool. Okay, perfect. And yeah, did it have a middle?
Yes.
Okay.
D as in dog.
D as in dog. Perfect. Okay.
The Dumpster Depot, the PNP does not have anything in the middle of the two letters, which is weird.
Okay. It'll probably go through with just your name. If we have an issue, I'll put in
will.
A company
It'll
name.
Go the
okay. Perfect. Perfect. And then what type of card is it?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
That is. And how much are we doing this for today?
It's going to be $348. That includes your month and also your one-time setup fee.
5474-1517-1386-3105.
And the expiration?
That is 1128.
And the security code?
864.
Okay. I'm going to do the voice verification then, which is on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions, you know, please feel free to stop me. You'll also get everything through text and through email right now when we're already done with everything. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
PNP Group. I'm sorry. PNP. I'm sorry. Do we have to start over?
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It's the PMP Dumpster Depot, right? That's what we're updating it to?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then can you please state your name and your title within the business?
Priest Price, and it's President
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why when we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from our 877 number, which is the office, and I'm going to send that over to you through text. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged to date. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to get everything through text and through email. I'm also going to send you a text message, which is going to be a YouTube video. So the YouTube video is going to show you how to use your dashboard. You're going to be able to log into your dashboard right away. You can upload pictures. It is going to be kind of a lot of information, so if it does get overwhelming, you can just wait for your onboarding call on Wednesday. We do go over everything. Let me just make sure, I know you're busy, so let me just make sure that you do receive the automated text messages before we get off the line, because I want to make sure that all of that goes through for you. And then your email, again, was pulling up incorrect on my end, so let me see if the emails did actually go through. Let me see. It's taking a couple minutes. Okay, it looks like, yeah, it did. You should have got the email already. And then you should have already started receiving the automated messages. Did you receive the text message for your invoice already?
I don't see the email. Let me check for the check.
Yes, please check. It's telling me it was sent successfully, which means it did go through, but on my system, it was telling me I had your email wrong. So that's why I want to make sure it actually arrived. If I need to spell your email letter by letter, I will.
Is this the invoice here? Okay, I'm supposed to click on some stuff here.
Yeah, there's, let me actually do the terms and conditions with you real quick right now that I have you on the line. I'm going to send it to you through text because it already got sent to you, but let me just send you the actual link so it might be easier for you to click on it.
There's actually some great stuff here.
So I just resent you the link just in case if you're on it. When you open it, it says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
I got the link. Click on it.
And then on the link, when you open it, it basically goes over what we're going to do for you, which is going to be that.
I got multiple things. What am I actually clicking on here?
So it's the one that I sent you that it's the link. It says my.localsplash.com/terms and then slash, and it has your phone number.
Gotcha. Yeah,
And then when you open it, it says local Splash terms of experience.
Hold on, bear with me 1 second. I'm back
in. No, go ahead. It's okay. Look, this doesn't have to be done right now, so I know you're really busy. If you want to get it done and then, or get it done on Wednesday, we can do that. It sounds like you're driving, so I don't, I don't want any accidents.
Yeah, we could do it all on Wednesday. That would be great.
Okay, let's do that. And again, I know you're going to receive a lot of automated messages and everything. Don't even worry about it. If you can't figure it out, we're going to go over it all on Wednesday on your onboarding call, okay?
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
All right, then, Priest. Well, you have a good rest of your day, and I'll speak with you on Wednesday.
All right, cool. Thank you again.
All right, thank you. Bye.